In the book of Exodus, chapter number 10. Exodus, chapter number 10. I'd like for you to turn there with us this morning, if you would. Again, I'd like to say and welcome all of you here in the service and our visitors. We're glad to have you. And we've got a young lady from Spain, flew all the way over here to get to come to church. She's the furthest, lives the furthest away, and come to church with us this morning, Miss Mercedes. And we're thankful that you're here with us this morning. Amen. Amen. Good to have these sisters with us, and all of you. Good to have all of you here in the service this morning. Good to have Brother Bobby and Sister Sue, especially back with us today. It was refreshing to get to see them come in, especially Sister Sue. It's good to have you here and being able to get out and about on this beautiful Lord's Day. And it's good to have all of you in the service with us again this morning. In the book of Exodus, chapter number 10, stand with us. Let me read this in honor of the Bible. Exodus chapter number 10, I don't know how long we'll be, but we'll be for a few minutes. I want to mind the Lord, maybe say a few things this morning. It's on my heart and out of this text this morning. Exodus chapter number 10, begin with verse number 21, 22, and number 23. The Bible said, "And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thine hand toward heaven, and there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even darkness which may be felt." There that word is again.
Yeah.
Felt. "And Moses stretched forth his hand toward heaven, and there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. They saw not one another, neither rose any from his place for 3 days. But all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings."
Yeah.
Our Father, we bow in your divine presence, O Lord, again this morning, thanking you, Father, for all your blessings. Thank you, Lord, for your love and for your mercy. Thank you for the privilege that we have to be able to come back into your house one more time. Father, we thank you this morning for your church, for these that are bound with us. Lord, you know the need of the hour. We ask you, dear Father, that you'd bless and help us one more time. Father, as we come before these people, we pray this morning, Lord, that you'd anoint us afresh with fresh oil. Give us power to preach your word one more time. Lord, that your word might go out and touch the hearts and the lives of every man, woman, boy, and girl in this building this morning. Lord, I pray that if there be one lost soul here, Lord, I pray, Father, you'd prick their heart and, Lord, draw them with an everlasting drawing, Lord, that they might be saved. We ask you, dear God, to bless now. Go with us. Give us the words that we need to say. And what you do for us, we'll be careful to thank you. And we'll praise you for all that's done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. The Bible said, but all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. I want to talk about this morning, and God will help me for a few minutes, about their dwelling. About their dwelling. I want to talk about their dwelling for just a few minutes this morning. Now, I don't know how much of this history that the Lord will allow me to get into this morning, but I don't want to give you a history lesson. I want to preach to you the gospel message this morning, how that God had laid on my heart. But if you remember how the scripture right, when Joseph now how was over in Egypt and he had revealed himself to his brethren, and now his brethren had went back and got his younger brothers and fathers and brought them all the way into the land of Egypt. And at this point, there was a famine in Egypt. But the Bible tells us that God had placed Joseph, or how could I say, according to the text, Pharaoh had placed Joseph over all the kingdom and over the food that was in Egypt. I want to say that God did that. Amen. God had favored with Joseph, and so God had placed Joseph in the province of Egypt to give out the corn. And so the people of Israel, Jacob, had come to the land of Egypt, and the Bible tells us that Joseph had picked them out a particular place in the land of Egypt. Now, the land of Goshen was adjoining to Egypt. It was a part of Egypt. But the Bible tells us it was the place now that Joseph had given Israel to be able to live in the land of Goshen. We always talk about the land of Goshen. Many times in the text, we talk about land, and how you remember the Bible talks about the land of Canaan, and how we find the land of Goshen, and how we find how heaven has been a place that God has for the dwelling place of God's people. God has always had a place for his people. Amen. And in this day that we're living in today, you can say, if you want to look at it, you can say that the church is a dwelling place for the people of God. And the Lord set his church up in the world. Amen. And he meant when God's people gathered together, they would gather at the church. And so the Lord had always had a place for his people. And the Bible now tells us they're in the land of Egypt. And Moses had went down to Pharaoh because they had been taken into slavery. And now Moses had been down to Pharaoh to bring the news to let God's people go. And so now they're at the place where God is dealing with the Pharaoh to bring the children of Israel out of the Egyptians' bondage. But you note in the text this morning, he's come to the place of darkness, and where God now has placed darkness all over the land of Egypt. And I tell you this morning, that is nothing anymore, I want to say, devastating than darkness today. Amen. And I'm glad this morning I thought about this week as God began to deal with my soul on this text this morning, how thankful I was for electricity. Amen. For light switches, that when we flip the light on, that it fills the room with light, and darkness flees. And what a blessing it is to go from place to place with lights on. Aren't you thankful for the light? Amen. Aren't you thankful that God has provided in these latter days a physical light for this dark world that we live in? Every night, and there are little children that won't go to sleep because they're afraid of the dark. Amen. There are people literally that stays up all night long because they're afraid of the dark. There are people that are laying on their deathbed that will not go to sleep while it's dark outside. If you've been a caretaker, you'll know what I'm talking about. They'll always stay up all night long because they're afraid to go to sleep in the dark. And just as quick as the sun comes up, they'll drop off into sleep. Somebody said they've got their nights and days mixed up. And I'm going to tell you, there's a certain amount of fear that settles in the heart of man when you speak about darkness. Amen. The Bible teaches us that darkness doesn't have any fellowship with light, nor does light have any fellowship with darkness. And just as soon as the dark begins to encamp the land, if the light comes on, darkness flees. Amen. Dark and light cannot cohabit in the same place. Amen. And so we know tonight, this morning, that we find in the land of Egypt that the Lord had commanded Moses to stretch out his hand toward heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt. And the Bible said this darkness was so thick and that it could be felt. And you ever think about that? Amen. When darkness is so thick and it's so dark that it can be felt. And you know, there is a spiritual side to this text this morning. And we live in a land of darkness, spiritually speaking. And it's not the darkness of the flesh that we're looking at, nor the darkness of the night that we're looking at, but it's the darkness of sin that has encamped over our world today. Amen. And this darkness is so dark that it can be felt. Amen. And there are many lives that are ruined because they're living in darkness. And my friend, this morning, the Bible said this darkness had been there so dark. The Bible tells us that they could not even see one another. And so because of fear, they would not even move. For 3 days they sat there and dwelling in that dark place. We live in a world full of darkness today. Amen. And we see lives that are in darkness this morning because people are dwelling in a place of darkness. It is the place where they live this morning, and it's the place where they're at today. And I tell you, if I know anything in my heart, and I like to know that I can shine a light in a dark place in this world that we're living in. Jesus said, let your light so shine among men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. This world needs a glimmer of light. Amen. And the Bible said, Jesus said while he was here that he was the light of the world. Amen. And the Bible tells us that God is light. Amen. And he said, I'm going away. And he said, ye are the light of the world. Amen. It is that place where God had put us in. Amen. A place where it's light. Amen. And so the Bible tells us that this darkness was thick over the land of Egypt for 3 days. I could not imagine the fear in the lives of the Egyptians of the unknown in a dark place. Now, in this day, Egypt was the powerhouse of the world. Amen. That they were the place that were prosperous mostly. And they had armies and great buildings that were known by their greatness and by their buildings and by their pyramids. And they stood out among the known world in this day. And but now the land had become dark, and this darkness had left them vulnerable to the enemies. Amen. They were afraid for 3 days. And I'm going to say that they were worried that perhaps they were going to be taken over in those 3 days. But I'm telling you this morning, there's something more dangerous, amen, living in this darkness. And when you think about it, their lives literally dying in a dark condition, and they're dying in their sins and dying and going to hell. And so you know this morning that they're living in Egypt in that darkness. But then the text comes down and the Bible tells us, but all the children of Israel, the Bible said, had light in their dwellings. Thank God for this light. Amen. That they were able to enjoy because of the darkness in the world. God gave them light. And the Bible said in Goshen was a land of light. Amen. In that light we saw the very presence of God. Amen. Because he is light. Amen. I'm going to say a soul that possesses the Lord Jesus Christ, his Holy Spirit never falls back into darkness again. Amen. I want to say that this morning. There is never a time where we have to dwell in a place of darkness because we have the light that's in us. The Bible said that this light was in their dwelling place. Amen. And I'm glad when Jesus came in our soul, he lit up our world. Amen. And the world could be dark all around us, but there is light in our dwelling place. Amen. The very presence of God. I'm going to tell you, I don't know what people does in this world without that presence of God. Without that glimmer of light every once in a while. Sometimes in my life, I let it get down to a flicker, but it never goes out. Amen. Amen. It never goes out. Sometimes it flourishes more than others. It shines because not of God, but because of me. Amen. And I'll try to damper it, hamper it, hinder it, and bring it down. But just as soon as I let it, the brightness of God's presence show in my life. Amen. All of the land of Egypt was darkness, but in the dwelling of the people of God, there is light. Hallelujah. I'm glad, thank God, there's light this morning in my soul, burning bright. Hallelujah. Because of him, light has come in to the world. And the Bible said has lit up every man that enters into the world. And the Bible now tells us that the presence of the Lord is there. Amen. Now, for 3 days, darkness inhabited the Egyptians. No evidence of life beside them or in front of them or behind them. Pure darkness for 3 days. The Bible said they sat there and did not move for 3 days. And I'm going to tell you this morning, there they were, vulnerable and sitting in darkness. But over in the land of Goshen, where the light dwelleth, the people with the people of God, there was the presence of God. I'm going to tell you this morning, in that very presence you'll find that God was protecting them. I said just a while ago how Egypt was vulnerable to their enemy, but not Israel. Amen. Amen. Not Israel. God's protection was upon them in that land of Goshen. They could see in front of them, behind them, beside them, and they could see who it was all around them. Not in Egypt. If you're here this morning and your place is in the land of Egypt and it's darkness in your soul, I've got good news for you. Amen. God has sent light into the world. And if we'll turn to that light, we can have the protection of God in this world. So I was talking, Miss D was talking to a lady yesterday. She owned a little business. And she said, I'm afraid for my life. She said, I go out the back door. She owned a little jewelry store place. And she had jewelry all over the place there. And she said, I'm afraid one day that somebody is going to try to rob me when I go out the back door, or even find out where I live and come to my house and make me come here and rob and kill me. Said, I fear for my life. And I'm going to tell you, we live in a very uncertain, unstable world. And even our society, I don't know if we're going to even make it through another day. But there's one thing you can rest assured of. Amen. That if we don't see a dawning of another morning here, thank God for the day and the light. One day after a while, one great eternal day with the Lord and light everlasting. Hallelujah. We'll trade our fear for the fellowship of the light one day after a while. Oh, that land of Goshen gave them a protective place. I don't know about you, but I always tell my wife, I said, let me sit at the restaurant where I can see the door. She said, why? I said, I don't want my back to the door. I said, I want to see if somebody comes in here with a gun or somebody walks in here with a bomb. I said, I want to be the one to see it. Amen. I don't want to be snuck upon. I want to be sure I can see these things before they get us. And she said, that's just silly. I tell you, it's getting closer and closer. Amen. In our nation today, and times are getting worse and worse and waxing worse and worse in our day. But I'm glad deep down in my soul, hallelujah, there's light in the land and in the dwelling place of my soul. Oh, hallelujah. I'm glad it's not like that this morning. Amen. And then this light in Goshen, the Bible said, and they had light in the land of Goshen. And you know what I think about God's protection for me? You know, somebody said, I can't sleep with the lights on. You can if the Lord's in it.
Amen.
Amen. I'd rather sleep in the dark time, in the dark lights. Turn the lights off. Over in Goshen, they were resting in the Lord in that place. Amen. I'm thankful this morning for God's protection and God's presence, but His power's there in the land of Goshen. I reckon how come there was light there in Israel. Now, you might say, well, they had candles where they could light the candles. That ain't what the Bible says. Amen. I believe this was God light. Amen. I believe this was light that was given by the power of God. We go up and down the roads, and I come by a great big power grid. As I come in to church this morning, and I looked at that power grid, and they've got them from place to place. And when those power grids go out, we no longer have power, and the lights go out, and all of our operation shuts down. But not in the land of Goshen. Amen. I can be walking in the darkness in the dead of night and still have light in my soul this morning. I can walk in the deepest dungeons of the world and still find light in my soul. I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. I took my family to Ruby Falls one day and we all went down. They said it was a mile deep. Then we got down there and there were lights down there. And they come to a place and flipped them off. They wanted to cut the lights off. And I'm telling you, it was dark, dark, dark. I said, dark, you can feel it. That's how dark. I even put my hand in front of my face, thinking that perhaps my lily white skin would shine out in that darkness of that cave. And I looked, and I couldn't see my hand. And I said under the breath, in my heart, I said, Lord, are you here? And he said, yeah. He said, I'm here. Woo! Hallelujah! In the darkness of this world, in the recesses of our mind, we can find light in the Lord. Amen. There is light. The Bible said in the dwelling of the people of God. This morning, let me ask you a question. You're living in two places. You either live in dark or you live in light.
Yes.
The Bible said the condemnation of man is that men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. You ever notice that most of the evil and wicked things that go on in this world goes behind the drop of darkness?
Yes.
I often wonder how in the world and why does these people stay up so late all the time? Why don't you get to bed where you can get up in the morning and enjoy the sunrise and enjoy the day? Everybody wants to stay up all night long. I went down to Birmingham one day to see my son when he was in college, and it was probably 10 o'clock at night past my bedtime, and he wanted to go get a cup of coffee. And I said, well, he knows I like coffee. And I thought, well, I don't get to spend a lot of time with him. I'll go down there and get a cup of coffee. So I go down there with him. And I'm telling you, there was as many people wandering around the streets of Birmingham at the dead of night as they were in the daylight hours. Yes. I said, what in the world does all these people do in the darkness? And he said, Daddy, just hush and get you a cup of coffee. I'm going to tell you, I can't understand why in the world the Lord didn't make us that way.
Amen.
Amen. He said, work while it's daylight.
Yes.
He said, for night cometh when no man can work.
Amen.
Now you just simmer on that a little bit. Don't come to me and fuss about your darkness, working night shift and all that stuff. I'm not interested in none of that. Dark. Spiritually living in darkness.
Yes.
They loved darkness because their deeds were evil.
Yeah.
And they will not come to the light.
Amen.
Now, when you're standing in the light, looking in the dark, you can't see nothing. It stops at that line when you look out through there. You can't see in the dark. But then when you're standing in the dark and you look in the light, you can see.
That's right.
Now, reckon how come that is?
That's right.
Because God fixed it that way.
Amen.
We can come to the light. Come to the light. This morning you're here and your soul is in darkness.
God help.
You're lost without God, living in sin. And you're thinking there's no hope. And you're feeling that darkness in your soul. But this morning, God has shined a light for you to come to the light where you could have life everlasting. Would you come? Where are you dwelling at? Are you dwelling in Egypt in the darkness that can be felt? Or are you dwelling with the people of God in Goshen where the light is always shining in the dwelling place? I'd like for us to get a song this morning.